1-800-951-0001. General comments on the taxi, which we didn't get too much of. A little bit of tail scrubbing, or excuse me, I'm sorry, nose gear scrubbing and nose tire scrubbing on the turn, the 90-degree turn onto the runway for the aft CG. Slow acceleration, didn't really hit full toga, and we hit it from about 60% in one, and we did that at about 30 knots, 35 knots ground speed. Takeoff roll, I did put in a little bit of a nose down force, it just felt a little bit light on the nose wheel on the takeoff roll after we powered up. Had a couple of minor lateral hits right around liftoff and after liftoff, and that's about it. Don't see any icing, but we are in some light clouds here with a tad of +3, and ice is still off. 09 X-ray Boeing 001, just be advised at 19,000 here, we're in a layer of obscuration.
0109 X-ray passing 10,000, heading to Payne, still 20 miles to go to Payne.
Roger that, thanks.
Fly a little slower, I'll fly a little faster once I get up to my altitude.
Roger that, we'll drop the flaps, thanks. 09 X-ray, we'll slow to 200.
Copy.
09 X-ray, we show you about 11 miles behind us, about at our 5 o'clock, 4:30 to 5 o'clock.
Copy. We have a turn to 050.
Roger that.
16,000.
001, we're ready to send out the cone. If you guys are, we're at 200 knots. Cone starting out. PM, we show 125 on the cone.
01-09 X-ray.
Go ahead.
I'm still in the clouds at 16. I'm doing 300 indicated.
We show you ground speed at 425. Our current speed is 200. We're showing 314 ground speed, and you're about 10 miles behind us. We are also in the clouds.
Okay. We'll stay at 16 until we get in GMC.
Okay. 125. What are you showing? Like you're 14 feet off.
PM, I'm seeing 125 on cones for both panels and the latch display. They may draw from the same source.
I'm going to hold till 09 X-ray joins up, and that'll probably be after we get clear. 09 X-ray, we show you about 6 miles in trail, offset by about 10 degrees.
Okay, I'm going to join the track and doing 315, so hopefully we'll see you soon, starting to thin out.
Roger that. Yeah, we are still not in the clear. It looks brighter over here, but still not clear by any means.
Confirm you are still at 17,000.
19,000. We're at 19,000.
19, okay. 301, I got you in sight. Coming up fast.
Roger that. We show you right on our tail. Thank you very much. We'll declare ourselves a flight and keep waiting for some decent weather here.
Second standby.
Roger. PM-001, we're up with Chase, just coming up over the mountains. We're beginning to get a visual on the ground here at 19,000, so that's encouraging. Roger. PM, looks like it's getting pretty encouraging here. Things are clearing out pretty quickly. I think we're going to start slowing down, getting configured. Chase, be advised, we're going to be starting to slow down and configure and TM, let us know what speed we're targeting for flap 30. 134, and we'll start configuring and get set up.
Just a point where the plane departed last time.
It was during our flap 30 entry to the turning stall. That should be number 2 on the list of things to do this morning.
I think something I want to do that, and I get to make it better to you.
Roger that. And be advised, we're flowing. Be advised, we'll try to let you know, we will let you know in advance which turn direction we plan to do the stall. Be advised, we've got the maneuvering space to the south, so it'll likely be right-hand turns until we get going the opposite direction. CM VMC now. Got some layers up here, but we'll be optimistic.
From its higher position when you slow down.
Roger that. And just be advised, Chase, you're a little bit muffled, hard to read.
Roger that. I go up in altitude.
Roger that.
ATM 001, check FSB config. That is confirmed, and we've run through all those steps. Let us know if you want us to read them over the radio.
That you can look at trim. Do that, thank you. That thrust coming to idle, and we'll get another trim shot. You can look at trim again. Yeah, we're about to go through a layer here. Looks like we're getting into layers out here. I'm going to go ahead and level back off. I'm hoping to get this one done, but. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to go to the bottom of the block here, or at least lower in the block, because it looks like there's a pretty consistent layer all the way as far east as we can see anyway. Do some more exploring down below.
09 X we're going to go ahead. Copy 2-5 minutes, thanks.
Boeing Everett, Boeing 001.
Boeing 001, Boeing Everett.
Yeah, we're inbound. We're going to be coming in for a quick touch and go before heading to Boeing Field. We should be there in about 25 minutes.
Hi, Roger. Thank you. Boeing Everett.
PM 001. Just to note, probably for a squawk, it looks like our total fuel is kind of bouncing all over. We're in very steady state descent. Gamma's about minus 2.5, but theta is like a half a degree positive, and it's just kind of cycling between about plus or minus about 500 pounds. Seems to have steadied out, but just a moment ago when I started my transmission, it was cycling about 500 pounds. Yeah, I think so. Only 26. At the time of the fluctuation, it was going anywhere from about 26 to 27, spending a lot of time around 26.5. It would cycle up a couple hundred, it would cycle down a couple hundred, and it did this several cycles. With a little bit of an audible vibe, sounds like, from the right engine.
Is there one TM copies?
I just saw about 1.5 on the vibes for the right engine. It's kind of momentary, it's transient.
Roger that, 1.5 on the right.
That was really more the audible, thanks.
Boeing 001 TM, clear to rear track flaps per the toll.
Copy that, thank you. The Boeing show via radar vectors 130 on the heading, Boeing 001.
001, check free.
Thank you. Boeing Seattle, Boeing 001, we're inbound, should be on the ground in about 6 or 7 minutes. TM 001, we're showing flaps 30 raw, approach speed of 129, plus 5, 134, we'll fly 139.